This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and happy Boxing Day. You know, when Christmas is done and we move into the week after Christmas before New Year, it's almost like you take a big breath and you've got this week before the new year starts. And it's like a week of breathing, decompressing a bit of the year that's gone by and taking a big breath before we start the year to come. It's almost like when you wake up early in the morning on a Monday before your alarm goes off and you just start thinking about what's coming in your day. But there's that nice peaceful time in bed as you're contemplating what's coming, but just kind of gearing up and gradually waking up for the day. That's kind of what this week is like. And so I want to take just a few days here and talk with you about some of the big things in our lives that we need to keep at the center of our lives as we use these days to kind of refocus, bring ourselves back to some of the basics. And the first basic that I want to bring us back to today is simply this: the gospel. The gospel. That simple, beautiful, powerful, life-changing message of what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus had that amazing conversation with Nicodemus, the Pharisee who came to talk to him at night? And he told Nicodemus, "You must be born again. You've got all the religion that you need. You're a Pharisee, a leader in the Jewish religion, but you're missing something. You must be born again. You need a living relationship with God." He goes on to say, "For Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This is the gospel. This is the good news. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus came into our world and died on the cross to make a way for you and the people around you to be right with God and to start a relationship with him. But how do we receive that forgiveness, that new life that is offered to us? Whoever believes in him, Jesus said. Well, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? It simply means to receive the gift of forgiveness and new life that he is offering to us, to acknowledge that Jesus is who he says he is, and to receive his forgiveness. I wonder, in your own life, have you sensed that God has been reaching out to you this year? Has God been speaking to you, maybe through someone you know who really knows God, and you know that you need God in your life? You know that God is the one that you need, not other things. You've tried all the other things and your life is still so broken. You know it's God that you need. Well, then you need to simply express to him, "God, my life's a mess. I can't make it what it needs to be. I know it's a mess because you are not in it. And I know you are not in it because I've offended you in so many ways. And today I come to you and I ask for your forgiveness. And I receive the forgiveness that you offer me because Jesus died in my place on the cross. And he's alive today and I want him in my life, changing me." If you express that to God, that's what the Bible means by belief. It means choosing to trust in what Jesus has done for you and start a relationship with God. The gospel, it's what your life is about once you're a Christian. Those around you who don't know the Lord, they need to understand the gospel, and you need to start sharing it with them. Don't blast people with it. Ask questions. See if someone's ready. See if they have a sense of a need for God in their lives. Has anyone ever shared with them how they can start a relationship with God? And if their heart is open and they're seeking for God, then share with them. Be his witness. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.